You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. We're on live from Los Angeles. And it's some other news for you. We are going to give you some news and notes of today's events. So anyway, what I wanted to do, welcome to Cameron Sports and Life. We've been 8 years on LA Talk Radio. I know we've been going into the UFO world, and we've had a lot of interesting guests that are into the UFO world. But what I want to do before we start our show today, I want to give some news, trending news. So let's give you the news right now. Trump's 17-day holiday causes a stir. The president's on an extended break at his golf club resort, which is a Trump property, despite previously saying he would be too busy for the fairway thing. So I say not, because he blamed President Obama spending too much time on the links, but he spent more time than Obama did. So if anyone would like to call in about that, they can. That's one of our stories. And then our second story is pharma bio. Shirley was convicted of fraud outside county. A Devin Shirley called the fraud trial a witch hunt of epic proportions. So we'll find out more about that, and I'll give you some local news. Wrong turn killer, Grand Canyon hiker. The Texas physician ran out of water while touring a national park with her daughter and niece. You know, weird things happen when you're traveling. And I can tell you, when you don't have water and the Grand Canyon is like 100 and something degrees, that's scary. And not only that, but your car could overheat, things could happen. That is crazy. And what we're going to try to do is we're going to have a show on survival soon. So stay tuned. But it talks about what you do if you don't have water, but always bring water in your car. No matter how, with the ice chest, bring water, because you could save a life that way. Anyway, Secret Service quits Trump Tower in dispute over lease. So the Secret Service has moved out of Trump Tower in New York City to a street-level trailer in a dispute with the Trump Organization over lease. So I tell you, your president, and they want a break too, the Secret Service, but you got to give them a break because they protect your life. And now Trump phone calls to U.S. allies, Mexico and Australia. I thought it was crazy. You have two allies, and the guy is talking to them like he's above them. I think it's wrong. I think if anyone wants to talk about that, 323-203-0815. Same with the other one about the Trump Organization with the Secret Service. 323-203-0815, and also about the wrong way killer, Grand Canyon hiker, about the lady that ran out of water with her daughter and niece. Anyone want to talk about it? 323-203-0815. So we have some breaking news, and then meanwhile, the Mooch. Remember the Mooch? Anthony, the one and only Anzi Scaramucci. Is seen holding his hands with Fox co-host Kimberly Guilfoyle. And this comes as the Mooch's former wife, Deidre Ball, gave birth to a new son. And Deidre Ball was a reporter, and she also worked with the Mooch at his Manhattan investment firm called Skybridge Capital. So it's interesting how these romances happen. And believe it or not, Kimberly Guilfoyle, her husband is running for governor of California, and that is Gavin Newsom. So we should hear about all the stuff going on and how she met the Mooch. So the Mooch is still around. So the Mooch's former wife, which is Deborah Ball, she's filing for divorce. I don't blame her, because this love affair was going on for a bit. And Morning Joe, by the way, Joe Scarborough, rips CNN's Jim Acosta like something out of Mein Kampf. What he meant was, when Jim Acosta spoke to one of Trump's aides, Mr. Miller, he said that a lot of Latinos will be forced to speak English when English is not their first language, and also they'll be forced to live in a kind of a crazy world where if they don't speak English, they can't get a green card. So anyway, to tell you the tale, so Joe ripped into him. I don't think it was right, because people, when they come to this country, have their own language, and who knows to say people are going to learn English that fast. And I say let them all in. People should have the opportunity to be in this country, whatever nationality, whatever race, and speak whatever they speak. And anyway, that should be done, not someone telling you what to do on it. And another story was there's 1,000 arrests and sex trafficking operation. A pastor, state trooper, and a convicted sex offender were among 1,000 people arrested in a month-long period trying to sell or buy sex across the country. Now, this has been a big issue with the sex trafficking. It's been a big issue in the United States for over, I would say, 40, 50 years. Now it's starting to come in on the news where we're hearing things happen. And the poor, girls and guys that are sold to, be a sex slave and that whole thing is crazy to me. If there are sick people that want young people to be their sex slave, and that is outrageous and wrong. Anyway, the rest were part of the National John Suppression Initiative, a series of stings aimed at reducing sex trafficking in the U.S. So that's a good news story when other things are bad. Anyway, we hope to get on the phone. We're going to have Ken Pfeiffer, who's a UFO expert, and he'll talk about all the sightings in the back east. And we dug up our own, so we'll go over it with Ken. And we were supposed to have celebrity psychic John Michael Capaldi, and I guess he's on assignment. And then we're supposed to have Amber, and then Candy. So we don't have either one of them today. So it's just, I think, me solo, which is good. I get to be a broadcaster by myself. I love it being solo. Now, the Ventura County Fair, I want to mention the folks out there that want something to do, is it started August 2nd. It runs to the 13th. And they're going to have a great show this year. They're from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. And that's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They've been around for 142 years. It's a tradition rooted in Ventura County. They're going to have the parade Saturday, which is the 5th, from 10 a.m. to 4. It'll be in downtown Ventura. And then they're going to have farm animals at the festival in the Livestock Center. They got mutton busting, which is a fun thing for the kids. And then they're going to have performing on the stage. They're going to have Ken, Babyface Edmonds will be performing. We won't be going there this year, but we will next year. They're going to have comedian Gabriel Iglesias, and they're going to have Winona Judd and Big Noise, and they're also going to have PLRA Rio Rodeo. They're going to be there, the PLRA Rodeo, which is a great event. And they have the Motorsports, and they have a group called Smash Mouth, who's a Canadian group, and you can hear their song on CBS thing about the nerds. Anyway, KC and the Sunshine Band will be there. Noel Torres, Banda Carnival, Chicas Rivera, I think that's the daughter of the famous Rivera, and Bill Cunnington, the Spinners, come out to the VC farm. And what they're going to do is, anyone is interested, look it up at www.VenturaCountyFair. Plenty of tickets available. They have food there. They got vendors. They got Oreo ice cream stuff. They have some interesting flavors. And go if you want to have some fun. The children will love you, and they got a lot of nice things going on. On tonight's show, we were supposed to have comedian, performer, writer, author Humberto Meza, but it looks like he had some personal thing. So, yeah, back out. So hopefully we can get him in. And Humberto Mesa, who's a good friend of mine, he's an actor, producer, director. He's been in movies like Don Quixote, you know, opposite Horatio Sanz. He just did a brand new book last year called Parenting Like a Rock Star, which is getting a lot of reviews. It's still getting rave reviews. You can order one actually on AmazonPrime.com. And then he's been on Justice for All with Justice Cristina Perez, and Liberating H is one of his films, Change of Heart. And then he was in Miss India America, Don Quixote, like I mentioned, Love Secured, no longer is one of his things, Liberating H, which is one of his plays, and Change of Heart, which is one of Humberto's things. Anyway, we're going to have him on, I think. You know, it happens in life. You know, you have your kids, your family, and I think maybe, you know, he's just busy, but we'll get him on. Anyway, actress, model, Candy Loya was supposed to be here. We don't see her. We haven't seen Candy for a while, and Candy's in a film which I didn't know about called Piece of Candy, and the Whole House Before the Dawn, she's in that movie. So support our friend Candy Loya, and Candy Loya, LOYA.com. She's a model, she's an actress, and she's done a lot of things. Anyway, God, so many things going on. A train operator baffles his customers by randomly leaving creepy dolls on seats. This is a news item from England, where, if you've seen the new movie Annabelle, which is a creepy movie, the first one was creepy, but the second one is more creepy. For all our paranormal people, people were freaked out to see that doll on a train. I would be freaked out if a doll was on my train, that's for sure. And then they have a clip of a spirit of a woman who was wrongly sentenced to death, and you see her on the tape saying, "I they got the wrong person." And it's interesting how a ghost could come on, you know, could come on and just voice that one thing that happened. But anyway, if you see the video, I think it's the London Daily, you know, one of those newspapers, and it was just very interesting to see it, so I'll let you guys know about it. Restaurant forced to respond after diners spot a creepy symbol in restaurant. They had the four shapes of the negative world, and people got freaked out and they wouldn't go in the restaurant. This happened in England, believe it or not. And then we have a story about Bermuda Triangle's secret revealed truth behind a mysterious region, which has swallowed up 300 ships, a fleet of fighter jets, and a flying boat. So these have all disappeared, and in the Bermuda Triangle, there have many shows on Sci-Fi, on Lifetime, on all different channels that talked about things that happened. But one person stated that because there's such an hydro air bomb, that it sucks up all these different things that are in the Bermuda Triangle. So that could be the reason why we haven't seen planes come back, we haven't seen people come back, because they're sucked in this like windstorm, and the windstorm goes 70 miles or more. So I know if I was sucked up by something 70 miles or more, I would be coming back. Now, the paranormal cameraman who doesn't believe in ghosts gets shoved by a spirit who leaves unexplained scratches on his back. So these are some of the things we're going to get into on the paranormal end. And then mystery as 6 UFOs are spotted floating in night sky in sleepy suburban town. And this one I seen on the, you know, the English Mirror, the London Mirror, and they had a whole bunch of things on it about this. They form like, it looks like 4 dots or 5 dots, 6 dots, and it's amazing how they form in the sky. And residents living in the Donjay Milanover in eastern Siberia feared 6 bright lights, and I think they probably were freaked out. That suddenly appeared in the night sky by 10 p.m. Now what they saw is a triangle-shaped lights flying about in one area of the night sky before disappearing one by one. So in other words, if you were there, you would have seen the lights coming in, and then as they appeared in the sky for about 20 minutes, they disappeared. So it was a very interesting story. Now another famous person in the UFO world died, and I didn't know he died. Jim Mars, he was a conspiracist, he was a ufologist, and he died today at age 73. Now, favorite researcher, he worked, we'll talk about famous cases he worked on. Author Jim Mars has died at age 73 this week. He was known for his research surrounding the assassination of JFK, and he's been constantly involved in UFOs. In fact, I seen him this summer up in the Contact in the Desert. That was probably the last time, I will ever see him. But he was one of the top experts of UFOlogy in the world. So very interesting that the man died. Very, very strange tale. But a lot of these guys, like Dr. Lear and Jim Mars and all of them, and there was also a colonel that died, they kind of know when they go home, I'll tell you. He kind of said he won't be here, and it was kind of scary when you first hear it, but he was kind of influenced to the UFO world. Now, there's been UFOs around the world, and when Ken calls me, we're going to get with Ken Pfeiffer, but there's been a lot of stuff happening in, I would say, Washington, where a UFO was flying in the sky above famous UFO hotspot, Ysente Ranch, which is in the state of Washington, and the triangle UFO caught on tape over Etzenor, Connecticut, was the same thing. People saw the triangle, and they saw it in threes and fours, and that's been going on in the news. Drinking and talking at the same time. Triangle-shaped UFO film over New York by two different witnesses, and that was July 31st, 2017. So it was about a week ago. And people have been telling me, even at the MUFON symposium, there's been a lot of unique events going on. So you never know. See, everything in life is happens for a purpose and a reason. But a lot of UFOs are appearing. I think we're going to have a UFO coming soon, where it won't be fear anymore, but it'll be where they'll come out and they'll be meeting with us. And I don't think anymore it will be like it has been, where it's you're not supposed to talk about it. And if it happens, people think you're nuts, but it really does happen. So look for a lot of countries to reveal in their files about UFO happenings. And that's been going on around the world. Now, the UFO sighting over New Mexico was a bright orbs, unsure New Mexico, and it was July 5th, and it was happening, at that point. So anyway, you're going to see a lot of orbs things. I think the Earth right now, there's a lot of orb stuff, and amazing thing, when things happen, it's just amazing, amazing thing, And the orbs itself, the white light, you see it. And in fact, a good friend of mine, if he's home listening, Jose Escamilla, maybe he'll call in, and maybe he could tell us about the orbs. And that's been a big issue with the orbs. I have other issues to tell you about. We're gonna wait for our wonderful explorer. He's a UFO, he's a scientist. He knows all about what's going on in the world. And we're going to wait for Ken Pfeiffer to come in. Ken Pfeiffer has been a MUFON investigator for many years. And so when he comes on, we're going to bring him on. In the meanwhile, if you want to talk about some of the issues, let me give you our phone number. It's 1-323-203-0815. 1-323-203-0815. 203-0815. So if you want to call us, you can. And you can email us at cdatzker@yahoo.com. So we are here. We're here tonight. It was a very hot day. It was humid out here. And you know, when LA gets humid, and it's hot. So anyway, it was a very hot day today, and so a lot of people maybe fell asleep. Who knows? Who knows what's going on? Anyway, I was going to give you guys a quick synopsis of the news. We get the news, and we got breaking news. Donald Trump said, "Repeal and replace is not dead unless GOP are quitters." So that's been the news after a series of GOP failures to pass any health care legislation. Trump tweeted on Saturday, which is tomorrow, that the plan to repeal and replace Obamacare was not dead. After a series of GOP failures to pass any health care legislation this week, President Donald Trump tweeted on Saturday that the plan to repeal and replace Obamacare was not dead, unless the Republican senators are total quitters. And you hear the word quitters. They're not quitters. They're voting based on their districts. Because, you know, when they come up for vote, people remember what you did and what you haven't done. Now, early in the day, Trump tweeted to declare that Republicans look like fools a day after they failed to pass the skinny health care plan, which he followed with threats to insurance company and lawmakers. And I never seen a president go so low to stop possible legislation. But I think he's the problem. And my only thing with Trump right now is, let's get the people jobs. Let's get people working. Let's get the economy going. Let's not get into issues that are beyond our control. Let's get into basics of families that have money. Those are the important issues, not silly things with a health care plan that won't work. We need a health care plan. We need to have one like England where everyone's covered, God forbid, and not have something that's flaky and that can't, you know, people that have, you know, previous, you know, conditions, pre-existing conditions, and what I'm trying to say, you know, we need a plan to have it because, you know, insurance companies would love to throw it out. And it's very expensive to have surgery now, and it's very expensive to be quite blunt and honest. All right. So anyway, with that in mind, I wanted to go on some more for news. So we talked about Trump, okay? And we talked about a little about what's going on with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer claimed that Trump was putting his thumb on the scale and toying with the lives of millions. Now, the president refuses to make the cost-sharing reduction payments. Every expert agrees that premiums will go up and the health care will be more expensive for millions of Americans. And Schumer said in a statement, "The president ought to stop playing politics with people's lives and health care. Start leading and finally begin acting presidential." Now, on the news shows, I've noticed from Morning Joe with Joe Scarborough and Mika, that they've been talking about having a more universal plan. And I think if people had a more universal plan, my opinion, people would be able to get a health plan that could meet the basic needs. See, if we had a plan that could meet, you know, emergencies, God forbid a surgery or two, and not cost so much, and the government picks up some of it, and we pay some of it, that ain't bad. But if we have a situation where the insurance companies are raising the premiums and then people are not able to afford it, it's not going to do us any good. So anyway, that's on that end. We're going to see if we got any other breaking news, because we will break the news there. And another thing I was going to say with Russia, Trump was trying to play with his audience yesterday, that there's no Russians here and whatever. That's not the issue, Mr. President. It's that you call reality news fake news, but it is real news. And people don't want to hear what you're saying about their lives as being fake news and whatever. You got to come clean. You can't lie to the American people. And we have previous presidents that have done that. And guess what happened? They're not in office or they've been impeached. My call is for President Trump to finally make Americans feel secured about a medical plan for, God forbid, 10-year-old Tommy falls at his school and he's taken care of. Not to have these emergency centers where the wait could be as much as 5 hours for the doctors to see someone. That is third world stuff. That's not what we need in America. We need to have care be what it is. And we pay handsomely for our health care. And some people pay $1,000 a month to whatever. And it's become very pricey, as they say. And we don't want to see health care go over the roof. Because it's got to be affordable for most Americans. It can't be where it's too expensive. And I know the premiums right now are, one of my friends pays $800 a month, and I don't know how he does it. So with that in mind, what we're hoping for is to have policies set to, for the affordability. I know my cohort here would argue with me, but you need a universal health plan. We need to have a leader. America needs a leader now. We don't need someone talking about Hillary and put her in jail. It's beyond that. We got to act for today, not for yesterday. And then a big story this week has been on the leaks. And I know Secretary, Department of Justice has talked about the leaks. And Attorney General Jeff Sessions condemned the disclosures as damaging to national security. He called them the latest in an escalating series of disclosures, which have led to a tripling of the number of active Department of Justice leaks investigations. I would say right now, with all the things that we have, we're not getting the truth, and I think Trump is just trying to bypass the truth. So when you bypass the truth, of course, people are going to say, why? So that's what's going on from that world of the Department of Justice. Now, we know that the scandal is still going on with Russia. We know that Mueller, former FBI director Mueller is overseeing it. So I think with that in mind, I think that's going to tell us what this administration has been doing. I'm not a supporter of Trump, as you could probably tell, and I think his policies are archaic, and it's not going to help us. We need to get insurance from people. We need to have a plan where people are covered. And, people work very hard for their, income, and we need to make it affordable. And that's what we need to do. If we don't do it, then we're doing the same thing. We're putting them in a bad situation. Anyway, it's 30 minutes above the hour. I'm going to give what I want to do now is see if we can give you a synopsis of what's going on in the world. I'm supposed to have Ken Pfeiffer. So, Ken Pfeiffer, if you're hearing me out there, I'd love you to call in. If not, maybe because of the time change or whatever, Ken's not on the air. So, anyway, if Ken is there, call in at 323-203-0815. And we'd love to have our listeners call us back at 323-203-0815. It's just me tonight. I'm just me, the crazy one. And if there's any questions you'd like to ask me, go free, go on that phone and ask me what's going on. And I don't know if you heard about Elon Musk, but Elon Musk allegedly wants to build this hyper I guess is a tunnel down below downtown LA, and I think it's called the Hyperloop, tunnels and all. Now, if he's able to do it, that'd be fantastic. He's trying to do one from New York to Washington, and just won't be digging the tunnel for the Hyperloop. He also intends to build the entire ultra-fast transit system himself. So this man, who's the creator of the Tesla, and he's also the owner of the SpaceX Exploration Channel, is amazing what he wants to do. And can you imagine to have underground driving? That's what he wants to do. And he's been very successful. And I think this man, we owe to a debt of gratitude to him, because he wants to create a world that keeps on going. So anyway, that's story on that. And one other thing we were going to mention is that on future shows, what we're going to try to do, had to get my water there. We want to get people that have something to say, people in the community, artists, actresses, paranormal, psychics, UFO experts, anyone out there that wants to come on the show, please feel free to do so. We'd love to have you on. For this show, we want people to be express who they are, what they are, and we're LA Talk Radio. And I know my audience up in the Bay Area at BBS Radio, same way. If there's any artists up there, we'd love to have you on. Anyone that deals in the psychic world, great. Anyone does with, you know, life coaching, great. Anyone who affects people in different ways, chiropractors, herbologists, that's what we want to see. So if anyone's of that nature, please give us a call, 323-203-0815. And you always have my email, cdatzker@yahoo.com. Okay? Well, we're working the phones here at LA Talk Radio. We're supposed to get a few people to come in, but I guess because of the crazy weather, they didn't come in. But what we're gonna do is that this coming week, let me just get my information booth. And what we would like to do is try to get people to come in and, you know, talk about the things that are going on. All right? So if we could be a help to you, let me know. And we are community radio, so any questions you have, anything you want to offer to us is welcome. So, you know, we're your show. It's not my show. It's not their show. We're here for everybody. And if you want to call us, we are here to answer what you have to say. We're here for you. So yeah, if you have a call, 323-203-0815. We only have about 20 minutes of the show to go, and then we're going to be headed to the local English pub. So anyway, we just wanted to let people know that we're going to do another trip. In fact, we're looking, if anyone has suggestions on a paranormal trip, UFO trip, please let us know. We're going to see if we can get a trip to the UFO Congress, which is up in Scottsdale. So we're trying to get a trip together. I know I talked to John Michael about it, and I talked to Amber. So we're trying to get a trip together. So if you guys would like to travel, see the expert in the UFO industry, you know, please come with us. And then, like I said, next week, we've got our star-rated show. We're going to have some folks on to talk about issues such as, you know, like I said, our Las Vegas trip. Talk about healing, metaphysics, paranormal. And we're going to try to spread the show as much as we can, because I know people like to hear every different thing about the paranormal world. And also, we wanted to mention again that the passing of Jim Mars, who was 73 years old, who was at every UFO convention I can remember. I just seen him at, like I said, at the Contact in the Desert. Me and John Michael seen him, and I thought he was phenomenal. But he was also involved with the conspiracy of the JFK, and also he's an avid expert on the UFO. So he died today in Texas at 73. And I was going to mention, we don't talk about the performers a lot like we used to, but Sam Shepard died, who was a great playwright. He died in New York last week, and we want to mention him. He was a very influential guy, actor, former love interest of the King Kong star, and he was just a phenomenal guy, and he died last week. So giving you a little update. Anyway, I'm going to give you an update on what's going on the half hour. So let me give you our news bulletin of today. Let me bring it up. We will get you top stories. And U.S. Trump today notified the U.N. Paris exit, because that was the, you know, the climate change. And the thing is, Trump has kept the option to return. And you remember when he went to the summit in Paris, and he said that he don't believe in global warming. And in fact, after he said it, there's been in the countries like all the, you know, northern countries have had ice break and a lot of global warming activities. Like Brazil has had a lot of stuff in the Amazon. There's been a lot of stuff breaking in Mexico and Africa. So there is global warming problem. But we need to really understand it and not have a president that's so against it, you know. And he has no reason not to want it. His daughter is behind it, Ivanka, but he's not behind it. And the president said in June 1st that he is open to re-engaging in the Paris Agreement if the U.S. can identify terms that are more favorable to the United States. And what he's trying to do is do a deal. And global warming is not a deal. It's a reality we have to face, God forbid, if something happens. And my opinion is, if something happens, it's going to be too late. Because if you go to other countries, there are problems out there. And the big problem we have in this world right now is different things about global warming. It is a big problem. And I know that the new French president has talked about it. I know that there was a, you know, former vice president Gore has a new movie out on global change. We're going to try to see if we can get something on that, him to come out, or maybe we can get a spokesman. And it's a wonderful movie, and he did one before about the global problem, you know, climate change, and we'd love to have more. One other thing I was going to bring up is that we had a Venezuela. What a mess that is. You know, they have this, they made Maduro, Nicolas Maduro, a dictator, and that has caused problems with the Venezuelan people. So it's not a good thing. Just got my little drink there. And you know, it's been in the news where there's been fighting, and all we could do is pray for the Venezuelan people. I think the United States should get involved, get people some food. People don't have food in Venezuela, and there's lines for bread. I think we should be more open. They don't have medical supplies. It's just a bad, bad thing, and we should go over there and at least go in with a spirit of giving and not worry about their government, because their government will change when people see that another country believes in democracy. Democracy comes. And I think the government of Nicolas Maduro hasn't done anything for his people. And that's been a big, big problem. I know Hugo Chavez thought he'd get the workers from not working, give them all benefits. But if you don't have benefits and you have no incentive, why are you going to work? So those are some issues we could talk about tonight. Another issue is regarding UFO stuff, about the Eisenhower Initiative, which you haven't heard a lot about, but it is an issue, because the Eisenhower Initiative is talking about what's going on in the world. And, you know, it's just a crazy thing with the world right now, where UFO information is not being sent over, and a lot of people are wondering why the why UFO information or discoveries are not told to the American people. And I think it's time for that to open up. So I'm a believer in that we need to open the floodgates of what happened in Area 51, which President Obama did last year. And we need to talk about Dulce, what's going on in Dulce. Are they doing cloning? Are they doing hybrid? We want to do a show on that. In fact, next year, I want to go down to Dulce and go to meet with a lot of Native Americans. Have seen a lot of stuff over there. The Indians, the tribal group, they have a casino called the White Horse Casino. We'd like to interview them on global warming. And what I, not go, excuse me, on the UFOs. UFOs, by the way, there's a wonderful show I saw on cable about the ancient aliens. I think it's on the History Channel, and it was a wonderful show. The Hangar series may be coming back, I understand. There's a network that I'm thinking about putting a show on called UFOTV.net.com, and we're thinking about making a film about Dulce. Because I think Dulce, we've seen it in the news, we've seen, heard about it, but there hasn't been enough about human experimentation. Why are we doing it? Why do we agree to it? Why did Eisenhower in the 50s allow the aliens to take human bodies and souls to be used by the aliens? So we still don't understand that. And that's crazy if you think about it. We're a country that believes in justice and morality, but yet our president signed a bill with the aliens allowing for this craziness of taking the human beings and use them as experimentation. So if you want to talk about that, you can. Next shows, we're going to talk about that. And one thing I wanted to mention on my trip to Las Vegas was the pyramid. I think I mentioned it last week, where we saw a pyramid moving. And I knew it wasn't a real pyramid, but I knew it was something was there. And you could tell because the pyramid was unlike anything we've seen in this country. And the weird part of it, of the pyramid, was that it was like a moving object. And to be honest with you, I never seen anything move. Just crazy type of thing. But anyway, one other thing I was going to ask the audience is, what we want to do in the UFO area, if anyone's got a good idea what we should cover, please let me know. Because I'd like to be open-minded and get in areas that if we can help other people learn, we want to talk about all the stuff going on in where the cows are being used by UFOs and being punctured and everything. We definitely want to tell people about what's going on with mutilation of cattle. And then what's a big issue in Las Vegas where cattle were missing by Area 51. Now, Area 51, I get conflicting stories, but I heard they moved the base. Area 51's not the problem now. I heard it moved in a southeastern area of Nevada, and I heard that a lot of the aliens that we thought were there have been moved. So that could be the case, because Area 51 itself, there's not, I've heard conflicting stories. I've heard people have seen UFOs, some people have not seen anything, and then I've heard in other places in Nevada there has been UFO sightings. So we're going to let you know about that. And then we went to the famous restaurant when you go to Area 51, and they have all stuff about UFOs. But the problem is that when you go there, I asked someone if they experienced a UFO, and people go, what do you mean? What are you talking about? So a lot of these folks that live there haven't seen a UFO. So maybe one day we'll get to see one one day, and I think we're getting closer where it'll be acceptable in our world to, you know, welcome them in our world. I think it's going to be very close, as I've said. Now, we've got 3 minutes left. I wanted to also thank the kind people of MUFON. Excuse me for that. MUFON is an organization for Mutual UFO Network. And I want to thank Jan Hartzig, who really gave us a nice vacation, you know, interview up in Las Vegas. I filmed what he said. He had a great meeting. And what was really cool was about where the UFO nation are, the secret, you know, missions by the U.S. And we're trying to get a lot of the people on. So for future shows, we're going to try to get these folks on. And I got a question right now from someone on my phone about future shows. And someone asked me, will we do anything about Mars? Yes. We're going to have, when Jose Escamilla feels better, I'd like to have him do a show about Mars. So I'd love to have him on because he's been an expert. He's seen film of what's really in Mars. And then what I'd like to do, even further that, is guys that work for NASA, that former work for NASA, have seen the location of Mars. And Mars is an area that we don't, you know, we know a little bit about. We've seen on television, you know, The Man from Mars and other shows, but really Mars is been mentioned a lot, and that may be a country, you know, universe we'll go to, not country, universe. So we're hoping one day to go to Mars. So everyone out there, as we drift in the sunset on this wonderful day in Los Angeles, I wanted to ask people that we'll be on next week. I know this week has been crazy, but we'll be on next week, and we'll have a great show. So please call in at 323-203-0815. And I just wanted to thank you very, very much. And we appreciate everything. And well, like I said, we got a little minute or so. I wanted to also thank the people at the Nellis Air Force Base for allowing us to see it, which was very nice. And then they treated us very nice there, and you know, and I thought it was a very nice trip. Anyway, as we move on, as they say, we want to thank you very much for tuning in tonight. It was me crackling my voice, so I hope I didn't bore you to death. So have a good evening. Good night from Los Angeles.
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker.